Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the Psalm 90. Psalm 90. It's a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and it groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and by reason of strength they be 80 years. Yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this time you give us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. O God, we pray that your name will be lifted up, your name will be glorified, O Lord. We ask you, Lord, to be in our presence. We invite your Holy Spirit to be in our presence. We pray for brothers and sisters, those who are in the way, to come, strengthen them and guide them and provide them the right transport to come in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, remind them it's the day of worship, the day of Sabbath. Let them come to your house. O God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day and all our prayers. Let us, every one of us, confess his sin to the Lord. The word of God says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive and he will purify us. Let every one of us confess his sin to the Lord. God, as we confess and renounce our sin, O God, we ask you to forgive us, O Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to restore us return to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let us give thanks to the things that the Lord has given us, our good health, just provision, heavy grace. Let us give Him thanks for the blood of Jesus. Let us give Him thanks for His word, the gift of prayer, the spiritual gifts He gave us, the miracles that He has done in our lives. Yes, Lord, we thank You for all the things that You have provided for us. Thank You, God, because You are visiting us every now and then, providing our needs, correcting us, disciplining us, rebuking us for our sin, so that we'll be corrected and going the right way. Oh God, we thank You for all the workers, the members, the work of Yours in Your church. We thank You for everything, oh God. We bless Your holy name. Pray now for your need. The Lord Jesus said, come to Me, all of you weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. God will give us rest as we come to Him, draw near to Him, take His yoke upon us and walk in His ways. Thank you, God. We bless You, Lord. We magnify You. We adore You. Thank you, God, for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us. We bless You, Lord. Lord, I trust You that You answer all our prayers, You still satisfy all our needs. You will answer us according to Your will and according to the right time of God, in the name of Jesus. Pray now, as we pray for our family members, our spouses, our children, our parents, our brother and sister. Pray for them, for their needs. Pray for them to be saved. Pray for them, those who does not know Christ and God that we worship, that they will know, they will experience His love and they will meet Him. Lord, we pray for our family members. Lord, You promise and You say, if you believe, you and your household will be saved. I pray in the name of Jesus. Pray for our spouses, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, those who are not saved. I pray for them. Oh God, I agree with the prayer of my brothers and sisters that they will be saved, they will know You, and they will follow You. Oh God, I pray also, God, that Your word in Joshua 24:15, but as for me and my house that You will serve the Lord, will be in the life of each and every member and family in the church in the name of Jesus. That people serve You and worship You in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank You for this day. Let's pray for this nation that we are living in. We pray for this nation, UAE, and also the other nations that the church stands, Kuwait, Oman, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Indonesia, the Middle East countries, Lord, African countries, Lord, Malawi and Sierra Leone, Australia, Lord, the other places that our brethren scattered, America, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God. Bless these places, O God. Bless these countries and nations in the name of Jesus. We do pray also, O God, that You prosper these places, prosper this country, O God, and prosper the other countries that the church stands, so that your people, our brothers and sisters, will be also blessed wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, you guide us also, Lord, to guide the church and every worker member to evangelize, to be a good testimony, be a good witness to others. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord, we magnify you, we adore you. Let your be done in our life. Oh God, I pray for more evangelism. I pray for each and every worker and member you bless and encourage and comfort and provide. Those who are faithful, Lord, bless them more. And those, oh God, who are unfaithful, prune them, oh God, visit them, revive them so that they will come to you, oh God, and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Take all discouragement, Lord, take all ill feelings, oh God, the things that hinder us, we come against it, we rebuke it. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, anoint our worship. Anoint this time that you give to us. The worship is your day, O Lord. As we worship, we trust you, O God, that your Spirit will inhabit our praise. O God, we magnify you. We adore you. We worship you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 92. Psalm 92, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing the praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn song, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad. Through thy work I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up as a grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, are most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with the fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on my enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit. In old age they shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen, Lord. Lord, let this word of yours be accomplished in my life, life of my family, in life of your church and your people. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord.
You, Almighty God.
Grazie a God, there's no one left.
Thank you.
God, let your spirit fall on us, revive us, renew us, change our heart, our ways, O God. O God, lead us with the Holy Spirit to do your will. Lord, we rejoice because you send your Son who died for us. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that shed on the cross. And because of you, we have the hope for tomorrow, to have eternal life, to meet you one day and be with you forever. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. I can face trials, difficulty and hardship in life. God can your son. Christ, our King, our Lord. O God, we thank and we praise you. we adore you. Continue to honor our worship. O God, heal us, comfort us. O Lord, I pray you, give us assurance as we serve and worship you, O God. We bless you, O God. As we draw near to you and confessing our sins, renouncing them, we trust you, O God, you will work a great thing in our behalf. In Jesus' name. Yes, O God, save me, O Lord. Lord, O God, I give my life, my heart, my future, my ministry, O God, my family, all in your hands. You take me, O God, you mold me, you reshape me, O God, direct me and use me, O God, according to your will. Fill me, O God, with the Holy Spirit, O Lord. I pray for myself, I pray for my brothers and sisters, O God. Use each and every one of us, even we as your children, O God. We are the clay, you are the potter. Lord, reshape us in the way that you want us, O God. Not my will, not somebody else's, but your will, O God, in our life might not be pleasing to us, but later on you realize the great plan that you have for each and every one of us. You are the head of the church. O God, we trust you that you do great things for us. We magnify you. We thank you for the time of worship. We thank you, O God, for the healing. We thank you for the filling us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for satisfying us. Thank you for comforting us. We bless you, God. We magnify you. And all the rest of our worship, the giving, the tithes, the word of yours, O God, inspire us. O Lord, anoint my lips, O God. Lead me to the scriptures, to the message that you want me to share with your people. We thank you, God. And we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Be seated in God's presence. Turn now to worship the Lord with giving. Let us give to the Lord with due for Him, our tithe, our offering, our first fruit. Whatever we want to give to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 9 and 10, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall both out with a new wine. God, we thank you for this tithe and offering. We bring it to you, the first fruit. Oh God, bless those who gave. Anoint them, oh God. Return and baptize them bountifully 1,000 times in the name of Jesus. Protect their jobs, their visa, their income, their salaries, increase. Give to them increase and plenty, satisfy their needs. And use this small amount of money multiplied to satisfy all the needs and to raise the loss on those who are away from you. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We magnify you, we adore you. Oh God, I pray for those who use the money, anoint them and direct them to use it in a proper way. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20. 2 Kings, chapter 20. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 11. We will learn good lessons from the life of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah did a good things, but also he did mistakes, wrong things. We will learn from his life, I will learn from his life. I will take lessons. I will apply them in my life. 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 1 to 11. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, thus say the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept soul. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah the captain of my people. Thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have healed thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. And on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lamb of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go out into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go about 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return back 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word that you sent to us, that you sent to me. I need it, O God, in my life. I pray that each and every one of us, including me, will take a lesson, O God, from what we read, from the life of King Hezekiah. We will apply the things, the good things, O God, and we will renounce the things that are unpleasing to you, in the name of Jesus. O God, arrange the message in the way you want it to flow, with scriptures and verses and statements on my lips, O Lord, to meet the needs and to feed your sheep, O God, and to correct us and lead us in the way that you want us to move. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hezekiah, one of the good kings, and he has done great things for the Lord, but we found here that he fell sick and he was in the middle of the trouble. Some they say that his sickness was accompanied by the attack of the Assyrians on Jerusalem. So multiple trials came unto him. But while he was sick, the Lord sent to him Isaiah, and the first word he told him, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. He told him, you are going to die. And then, based on that you are going to die, you have to set your house, your family, your descendants, your children in order. When King Hezekiah hears this prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, what he did, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord. When he heard that news, he prayed and he cried to God. And he said to the Lord, I beseech thee, was pleading with God for a second chance. He was asking him that he will not take his life. Oh Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. King Hezekiah, too, he has done a lot of good things. So when he heard that this will happen to him, he did not accept that he would die. And he was pleading for the Lord, and he was pleading with him based on the good things that he has done. And the point here is that, yes, we need to do good things for the Lord. But when we have a problem, or we are under judgment. God, when we pray, He hear our prayer, not based because we are good. I'm not saying that we don't do good things, we need to do good things. But God answers our prayer, not because we are good, but because He Himself is good. And here, the Lord, when He hears the prayer of Hezekiah and his weeping and his tears, and the Lord responds to his prayer. In verse 4, after he prayed, the Lord sent Isaiah back. He told him, go back and tell to Hezekiah, the captain of my people, tell him, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. God hear our prayer. That's it, the point of when we are in trouble. There is a power in a prayer. We need to pray to the Lord. We need to cry out to God. We need to shed tears at His feet. I have healed thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go unto the house of the Lord. He said, I will heal you. You will go to the house of the Lord on the third day, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. He told him, I will give you 15 years additional in your life. And he told him also, I will deliver the city from the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend the city and I will protect this city for the sake of my servant David. Now here, the answer of the prayer of Hezekiah, it was brought by the prophet Isaiah. Now when Isaiah went first time to Hezekiah, when he told him, you're going to die, you will not live, put your house in order, and he told him, that's what God had told me. But after a few minutes, after maybe, it does not mention here how long, but after Hezekiah prayed, God said to Isaiah, go back. Now here, yes, we understand the power of a prayer, but there is just some controversy. Certain times, we receive something from God. We tell the people what God say, but when the people, they don't accept, they pray. God give another message. But if you look to the message, the two messages that God gives to the Hezekiah, they are not different. They are not one against another. Yes, the first message, he told him, you will die. Second message, he told him, I will add 15 years to your life. It is the same message, but in a more detailed way. When he told him, you will die, he did not tell him, you will die now. But he gave him an instruction that Hezekiah was not able to understand that what God was giving to him. God did not tell him that I would take your life. God has told him, put your house in order. The second time when he sent Isaiah, the message of God through Isaiah to him, he told him, I have given you 15 years more so that you will have time to put your house in order. Have you got the point here? It is not a different message, but it's the same message. Certain time, God will speak to me, but I may not understand what God is really speaking to me. There are certain times people speak even to me, but I may not grasp what the really God is telling me exactly. That's why we read the scripture. The life of King Hezekiah, it helps us to understand the things. Hezekiah did a lot of good things. A certain time, when we do a lot of good things, the good things that we do sometimes not enable us to see our wrongdoing, our mistakes in our life. Certain times, when we do a lot of things with we have dear to God, we cannot grasp the shortcoming or the mistake or the sin that we have done wrong against the Lord. And in 2 Kings chapter 18, but God is the God of a second chance. God gives time and gives opportunity. Second Kings chapter 18. And I will read from verse 1 to verse 7. To see the good things that Hezekiah did. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hosea son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old, he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places, and he braved the damages, and cut down the grooves, and he break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses has made. For unto those days, the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him. And he prospered whithersoever he went forth, and rebelled against the king of Assyria, and served him not. You will get some details from what we have read. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became a king. How many years he ruled as a king? He ruled 29 years. The total is that he ruled, that he lived, is 54 years. Now the question here, when the Lord told him, I will give you 15 years old more to put your house in order. So the first 14 years, Hezekiah did serve the Lord. The second 15 years that God gave to Hezekiah to rule and complete the king, he gave him an assignment to put his family, his house, the next generation in order. When we analyze the scripture, I can apply it in my life. I can see clearly what God is speaking to me today. What are the good things that Hezekiah did? What are the good things that you have done, or am I done? And that's what God even wants us. But that cannot replace the other instructions. The past, the good things in the past, that is past. But still ahead of us are the other assignments and things that I need to do. I cannot boast with my past. I need to go along with God and what God wants me to do. In verse 3, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He followed the way of David, did what is right in the sight of God. He removed the high places, where the people doing their own plan and their own will. And he break the images and cut down the grooves. He removed the idols, the things that people are attached with the worldliness, with the worldly people of the world, the practice of the people around them. Even as today, there are many people having different practices, not in the Bible. King Hezekiah worked it out to remove these idols from the life of the people. And what he did, he broke in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made, for unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he caused him to stand. At the time of Moses, the people rebelled, grumbled against Moses and Aaron. God sent them servants to buy them, snakes to buy them, because they grumbled. They cried to God. God said to Moses, make a snake from bronze and make it stand. Anyone who looks to it, he'll be saved, he'll be healed. So Moses did it, and the people look at it and they got healed. From that time, till King Hezekiah, the people were worshipping that snake. They think that this snake they need to worship. And you know, that is a very powerful idol, because Moses did it in command to God. But God did not say worship that snake. God said to those people who have been bidden at that time to look at it. It is just used for that moment. But the people continue to use it as their God and their idol. When Hezekiah recognized it, he removed it. Now, the meaning of Nushtan is unclean, common, and bronze, something cheap. And Hezekiah, he took the decision to remove it. Now, in the New Testament, the idol worship that we may fall trap in it, not only the worldly practices and these celebrations that's going on, that we know it, and I always repeat it, but deep in the heart, there are idols that need to be taken out. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, certain time we may do a great thing to God, but still there are blemishes in our life and personalities. God wants us to clean them, to get it pure, so that we will stand before the Lord in uprightness. Yes, we have the blood of Jesus, but if there is sin and wrongdoing and things unpure, this will affect the outcome of our ministry. We pray. Listen to me. We pray. Hezekiah pray and the prophet Isaiah pray. Both of them pray. And God answered both of them prayer. But if we look deeply to the scriptures, Isaiah and Hezekiah, they are completely different personality. Book of Ephesians and chapter 5. Book of Ephesians chapter 5. I'll read from verse 3 to verse 7. It says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, that it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Corruption, immorality, jealousy, greed, covetousness, lust, all these are kind of unclean things. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger and no unclean person corrupted, nor covetous third man who is an idolater. Now here, to be covetous, that is equal to idol worship, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not be ye therefore partakers with them. That is how we can read about idol worship in the New Testament. In the book of Corinthians, chapter 3 and verse 5, book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 5, it says, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil covetousness, and covetousness which is idolatry. Again, almost the same is, and end up with greed and covetousness, and that consider it as idol worship. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, what are the things that King Hezekiah removed, and what are the things that I need to remove from my life? Luke chapter 16 and verse 15. The Lord say, and he said unto them, to the Pharisees, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. At the time of Hezekiah, the people, they were highly esteemed in whose time. I don't know today what each and every one of us is highly esteemed. There are things we esteem very high. It is very precious for us. This one we cannot forsake, this thing I cannot put aside. But these very things that I cannot put aside, it might be the abomination in the sight of God, the thing that God hates. Let's go back to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18. Looking to the other thing that King Hezekiah did. Verse 5, he says, chapter 18, verse 5. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. He trusted in God, not on the people. That is another good thing that we learn from his life. I don't know whom you trust. And even today is a good reminder for me that I really need to trust the Lord and only rely on Him. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 17. Those who trust in God and those who does not trust in the Lord. Sometimes we trust people and we think that those are the very people that they will be of great help to me. But then the Lord does not want me to fully rely on people. God still wants me to rely on Him. I'm not saying that God will not use people to help me or to help me. I'm not saying this. But sometimes we our focus not on God. It will be just based on the people. God go back and He corrects in book of Jeremiah chapter 17. I appreciate and I acknowledge all the help I receive from God to the people. But I understand also that still God wants to correct me and He wants me to go back and fully trust Him. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 to verse 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and make the flesh his own, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a flat land and not inhabited. Those who trust on people, that will be the outcome. Verse 7, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Thus, when I trust God, when we trust God, the Lord will work it out in our life, that will continue to have fruit, and a fruit that will last. That is the good thing that was in the personality of Hezekiah. He had the trust in the Lord. And also when we trust God, God also certain time come to correct us, to rebuke us, to discipline us. That's the time that we need to really hearken to Him, so that His will be prevailed in our life. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 19, when we have read that King Hezekiah, that he did not go along the king of Assyria. Say that he rebelled against the king of Assyria. King Hezekiah was attacked by the king of Assyria. Jerusalem was attacked, and we have read that when he was sick, the Lord told him, in addition that he will give him 15 years, he told him that I will defend the city. Second Kings chapter 19. And it came to pass when they sent him his ambassador, and the army was surrounding the city, and it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was out of the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. But maybe the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshaki, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God has heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that they left. You see here, there was a good cooperation between Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah. When there's a problem, Hezekiah sent messenger to Isaiah so that he will pray and he will prophesy. That is the good cooperation was there. That's why when he was sick, God sent Isaiah to him. You see how God used people to lift us up in time of trials and troubles. In verse 6, and Isaiah, he gave him assurance. He said, the man of God, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall say ye say to your master, thus says the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. King Isaiah He assured the king that the Lord will deal with that enemy. In verse 14 down, the battle continued. The king of Assyria, he sent a letter to the king Hezekiah. In verse 14, and Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went out into the house of the Lord and separated it before the Lord. He took the letter and he went to the house of God and Lord, and he prayed, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubim, thou art a God, even thou alone, of all the kingdom of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow thine ears and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of man's hand, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, and all the kingdom of the earth may know thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Here the prayer of Hezekiah was directed to God. Yes, we need to pray directly to God, and we need to ask faithful people also to pray for us when we are attacked. When he prayed, in verse 20, when he prayed, Hezekiah prayed in the temple, and he took the letter and he said, Lord, look, he cried to God, he asked help. The Lord sent him assurance message through the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah the son of Amos sent Hezekiah saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion had despised thee and loved thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By the messenger thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, with the multitude of my chariot, I may come up to the height of the mountain, to the side of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the first fruit trees thereof, and I will enter into the lodging of his borders, and into the forest of his garments. I have digged and drunk the strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the seated places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done, and of ancient time that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste same cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetop, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me, and thy tumult is come up into mine ears. Therefore I have put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that is for Hezekiah. You shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves. Amen. And in the second year, that with supreme gift of the same. And in the third year, sow ear and leaf, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward, and be the fruit abroad. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they shall that escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come unto the city, saith the Lord. For I will defend the city to save it, for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Here that was the message of assurance of God in answer to the prayer of King Hezekiah was sent to through the prophet Isaiah. And in verse 35, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians and handled 85,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nesrith his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer his son smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Asarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. You see that the beautiful cooperation between Hezekiah and Isaiah has brought a great victory to the people of the Lord. And as we have read in chapter 20, when Hezekiah was sick, Isaiah was also sent unto him. And may I just make a notice for the prayer of Isaiah when he cried to God to confirm the sign that Hezekiah will go to the house of the Lord. And he requests that the shadow will go 10 steps backward. And Isaiah cry out to God. And we can read in verse 11, and Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahab. All what we had spoken today, we had only spoken the first 14 years of the rule of Hezekiah. On that day, the Lord gave Hezekiah 15 more years, and God wants him to work out to put his family in order, because God has recognized certain things inside him. And even today, I may have done a lot of good things, but still ahead of me, things I need to put right. God willing, next Friday, we will complete the lessons that we need to learn from the life of King Hezekiah. There's more things God wants to direct us and teach us. That's all things. Thank you, God. We bless you. You are beautiful, Lord. You are wonderful, Savior. Oh God, I pray that none of us, including me, will boast of anything we have done. All what we have done it, and not because I am good, but because you are good. Not because of my righteousness, but because of your righteousness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your will done in my life, oh God. In the life of my brothers and sisters, those who are listening here, and those who are in other places, I pray the message this Friday, and God's finished, Lord, according to your will, The continuity of it will be a great lesson to us. To heed, to follow, to repent, to acknowledge your lordship in our life and in the life of your church and your people. Lord, we are once again, we are the clay. You are the potter. O God, work in our life. Mold us, take us, mold us, crush the sin that is unpleasant, and Lord, reshape us, and use us, and fill us with the Holy Ghost to serve you. In His name.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know all of my days are held in your hand.
Guide me with your word also.
The fire.
Oh God, I give my life to you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. The rest of my life, the second chance, the more 15 years that you give me, Lord, today, I pray, I thank you, Lord, for this. I commit myself, oh God, to walk with you hand in hand with the faithful people of God. But all the people that desire to listen, instruction, and to follow your way according to your word and your command. Oh God, I pray this day that each and everyone who is here, oh God, Lord, in farther places, I pray that your word will come through in each and every one of us lives, in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, bless us. Bless us indeed. In love, we will repair God. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not sin. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.